Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie, called the mind, is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Whatever sadhana a person may or may not have, he must practice uninterrupted Namasmarana. Then only can he master the natural attributes of greed, anger, etc. All the Shastras teach but this one lesson. Since the Lord is the universal goal and this journey of life has Him as the destination, keep Him constantly in view and subdue the mind which makes you wander from the path. All the good qualities automatically gather around the person who practices control of speech and the constant contemplation of the Lord. Bhaktas should consider the body as the field, good deeds as the seeds, and cultivate the name of the Lord with the help of the heart as the root in order to get the harvest, the Lord Himself. How can one get the crop without the cultivation? Like cream in the milk, like fire in the fuel, The Lord is in everything, more or less. Have full faith in this. As the milk, so the cream. As the fuel, so the fire. So also as the sadhana, so the sakshatkara, isn't it?
Dear listeners, till now you listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 77th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Gita Bodhakaya Namaha.
Let's now explain the meaning and significance of this name. In the Gita itself, the Lord had declared that it was taught first to Aditya, then to Manu and Ikshvaku, and to many more before Arjuna received it as a reward for his remorse, detachment, concentration and complete surrender. And Arjuna was not the last of the pupils either. Many more have received it and many are receiving it all over the world. Baba is not only the Partha Sarathi, the charioteer of Arjuna. He is the Sanatana Sarathi, the eternal charioteer installed in every heart. You will have to accept him and surrender to him without reserve, submitting to whatever he grants in his wisdom and in his mercy, as Arjuna did. Then he will teach you the Gita you need, the Gita you can grasp. He will also vouchsafe to you the divine vision, through which you can experience him as all, and even beyond this all, as he did to Arjuna on the battle with 100 treacherous, evil-minded cousins. And we need a Gita from him to keep us on the straight and narrow path to truth and victory. Dear listeners, till now we listen to the explanation of the 77th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Gita Bodhakaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Gita Bodhakaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who teaches us the Bhagavad Gita. In the Varaha Purana, the glory of Bhagavad Gita has been described by Lord Krishna as follows. Gita me paramavidya, brahmarupana samshayaha, ardhamatrakshara nitya, swanirvachya padatmika. The Gita is my supreme vidya. It is verily the form of Brahman. It is the eternal half-syllable, the dot on the Om, everlasting, the ineffable essence of the Self. Further, it is said, Chidanandena Rupena Prokta Swamukhatorjuna Vedatrayi Pramanda Tatvardha Jnana Samyuta. Spoken by Krishna, consciousness and bliss incarnate to Arjuna. It is the three Vedas, the ultimate bliss and full knowledge of the tattvas or essentials. When Arjuna lost his courage on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Bhagavan Shri Krishna himself narrated the Bhagavad Gita to motivate him. We are extremely fortunate that Bhagavan Sai Krishna, who is the Sanatana Sarathi, is himself explaining the Bhagavad Gita to us. On 16th February 1958, Swami started a magazine named Sanatana Sarathi. Sanatana means eternal and Sarathi is charioteer. Just as Bhagavan Shri Krishna was the divine charioteer of Arjuna's chariot, Sai Krishna has incarnated today to establish Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema and Ahimsa in each and everyone's consciousness and He is the charioteer who is guiding us from within. Swami says, quote, each one's heart is a Dharmakshetra as well as a Kurukshetra. It is a field where a man can redeem himself through his good karma. If he turns it into Dharmakshetra, he can cross over the ocean of life easily. If it becomes Adharmakshetra, he gets destroyed. Unquote. The first shloka of the Bhagavad Gita teaches us the same thing. In the Kurukshetra, which is also Dharmakshetra, what are the Mamakaha, mine, and the Pandavaha, the sacred white-skinned people doing there? Mamakaha, my, signifies ego, selfishness, tamasic and rajasic qualities. Pandavaha signifies the white-skinned people imbued with the sattva guna. All beings are involved in this battle. By God's grace, those who are stabilized in the sattva guna will achieve victory. They will always remain worthy of God's grace. This is what the Gita teaches us. This incident took place quite a few years ago. Sri Panduranga Dikshit was an ardent devotee of Swami. His daughter Jyotsna was studying for BA with Sanskrit as her subject. Swami asked her, what is the essence of the Gita? She gave a correct answer based on the syllabus. On hearing it, Swami said, quote, all this is true, but the essence of Gita is quite different. It is dharma. Dharma is not religion, but man's innate duty. Unquote. Swami also says, the first word of Gita is dharma, duty, and the last word of Gita is mama, my. So the entire Bhagavad Gita teaches us about my duty, meaning each one's duty.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 77th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Gita Bodhakaya Namaha. The 78th name is
Om Sri Sai Jnana Siddhidaya Namaha.
Let's now explain the meaning and significance of this name. Since Bhagwan is Jnana Swarupa, He is Jnana Siddhidaya, that is, Jnana attainment granter also. He awakens the urge to know. He directs the steps by which the seeker proceeds to attain the awareness. He accompanies us all the while as the Guru, though He is also the Guri, the goal. It is only at the goal that He manifests Himself in His true role. Those who have listened to Baba's discourses before mammoth gatherings have realized the absurdity of clinging to transient objects and attractions. They have had implanted in their minds the seeds of discontent and detachment, and they have subsequently marched under His inspiration steadily on to the goal of Jnana Siddhi, the attainment of the wisdom which illumines all problems and places. When the monthly magazine Sanatana Sarathi was started, he gave the editor the following message. Quote, this day, the Sanatana Sarathi starts the campaign against falsehood, injustice, viciousness and evil, which are all the vile minions of egoism. The army is the Vedas, the Upanishads and the Shastras. The goal is the welfare of the world. When the drums of victory resound, humanity would have achieved happiness and peace. Unquote. Happiness and peace comes through Jnana Siddhi, the attainment of the Jnana or awareness of the One, without a second, which is the source, the sustenance and the substance of the real and the apparent. Only those whom He chooses can have it. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 78th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Gyanasiddhidaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Sri Sai Jnana Siddhidaya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who grants us the achievement of wisdom. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord had spoken about Avyabhichari Bhakti. When a devotee's mind gets totally fixed on God and does not wander towards any object of the material world, the devotion is called Avyabhichari Bhakti. To such a devotee who has surrendered completely, God bestows Atmajnana, knowledge of the self. During the Shirdi Avatar, there were a few chosen devotees whom Sainath had graced with Atmajnana. Among these were Mahal Sapati, Madhavrav Deshpande or Shama, and Srimati Lakshmibai Kaparde. Mahal Sapati was the priest of the Khandoba Mandir, who led the life of a sannyasi. When Sai first came to Shirdi, Mahal Sapati had welcomed him saying, "Ao Sai, welcome God," and was the first one to be blessed with his darshan. It is a well-known fact that the sound of Krishna Krishna used to emanate from the hair of the Gopikas. Madhavrav Deshpande or Shama had achieved the same oneness with Sainath. Some devotees heard the words Sainath Maharaj with every breath of his, even while he was sleeping. Such a worthy sadhak was blessed by Sainath with Atmajnana. Srimati Lakshmibai Kaparte was just a housewife, but she served Sainath selflessly, and she also used to give food and shelter to poor, promising students. Sainath was very pleased with her meritorious seva, and he gave her the Guru Mantra, Rajaram, Rajaram. Besides, 10 years after his Mahasamadhi, he blessed Lakshmibai with darshan just prior to her death. The present Sri Satya Sai Avatar also leads his devotees towards self-realization. The names of Grandfather Kondamaraju, Srimati Subbamma, class teacher Sri Mehboob Khan come to mind, but there is one more devotee who stands out, Indra Devi. She was born Russian, worked in the USA and had an Indian name. She was an excellent yoga teacher. When Indra Devi came in contact with Swami, he increased the level of her spiritual knowledge along with yogic knowledge. He gave her a pearl rosary and a mantra for chanting. He not only materialized vibhuti for her, but also manifested Akshaya Vibhuti Patra, a vessel which has unending supply of vibhuti for her. And the ultimate gift of grace was that he blessed her with a power with which she could help people facing calamities. Hers is the most extraordinary example. Without doubt, she herself attained self-realization with Swami's blessings.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 78th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Gyanasiddhidaya Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.
Krishna, कौन संग जोड़ू कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ू
Giri dhar 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 giri